Blog Talk Radio.
Many of our people turn to crime, stealing, gambling, prostitution, organized crime, crime that has been organized here in Harlem by the white man. You don't organize any crime. He organizes the crime. He controls the prostitution in Harlem. He controls the numbers racket in Harlem. He controls the drug traffic in Harlem. He is the one that controls it. He is the master criminal. He is the arch enemy. He gets you drunk and then locks you up for being drunk. He sells you whiskey and then locks you up when he catches you drunk. He sells you a deck of cards and locks you up when he catches you using them, while you are dealing with nothing but a deceitful, blue-eyed devil walking around here on this earth who will lead you to nowhere but hell as long as you follow him. I hope I don't frighten him. When many of us turn to crime, and I had plenty of experience of it right out here in Harlem, I know what it's all about. Stealing, gambling, and prostitution. We allow ourselves to be used by the white overlords downtown to bring their dope back up here in Harlem and push it among our poor, innocent, unsuspecting young people. Why, we let the white man use us to make drug addicts out of children, to make drug addicts out of babies, drug addicts out of mothers. We let the white man use us to bring that poison up here in Harlem and stick it into the veins of our people. You take it downtown and give it to some white people and see how long you walk the streets as a few men, free men. No, the only time he'll let you get away with it is when you're giving it to your own kind, when you're poisoning your own kind, making your own kind high and making your own kind drunk. I know what I'm talking about. I used to be used by that blue-eyed white man for the same thing. I know it. He's the one behind it, and he knows that I know it and can't say anything about it because he knows that I know it. You can't get dope in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't play numbers in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't open up a gambling house in Harlem without the white man's permission. Why, you can't even be a prostitute without the white man's permission. And then when he makes you these things, he turns around and talks about you. All of them get drunk. That's what he says. All of them are winos. That's what he says. All of them are delinquents. That's what he says. Why, he breaks your wings and then calls you a cripple. He breaks your legs and then calls you a cripple. He puts out your eyes and then accuses you of not being able to see. You're dealing with nothing but a walking, talking, blue-eyed devil. And the day you realize it, you won't look to him for any solution for your problem.
Protect your
you fin a piece of meat. Look how you sweet. Tell them certain things you just now go do it. Protect your rapper.
ordinary rhyme. This is a lecture presented by a teacher. The lesson is trusted to teach, coming from one conscious of black awareness and how we're treated by nature, not a standard. Two arms of my likeness, yet we're all equal, but they're scared to give power to my people, so we're victims. Victims of democracy, which is nothing but disguised hypocrisy. Controversial, because I'm seeking out the agonies of my race and voicing them effectively, refusing to be a part of that plan. A white man's worst fear is an educated black man searching for a piece of the puzzle or a solution to a problem. I find one conclusion: self-education in order to be equipped to fight for power. We gotta get a grip. We gotta get a grip. Wake up, rise up. We gotta rise up off the negativity before we all wind up lost in a plot by the other man to destroy the brother man. But then on the other hand, we gotta come together in order to get a bubble. Two wrongs will make a right, so we rise and still rubble. With more than death, some teach and still kept a lot back. But I don't have step a situation, meaning if I wanna say something, trouble sugarcoats nothing, especially a drug situation, altercation, or a fight against inflation. I preach to teach to each about death. When a hustler's a hustle, what's left? Be morally responsible. No one could trip. Help your brother, man. We gotta get a grip. 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 They may call me violent, but they don't understand. If they don't know our language, they can't comprehend. Many have been blind from the true self-vicinity. They want us to forget our true African identity. Straight hair is good air, coarse inferior. Blue eyes are better, yet the same on the interior. Seeing straight through them, that too was a plan to make us feel inadequate. Yet they all want chance for my brothers and sisters with contact. Let it be said you're victims, cause you've been misled and brainwashed into believing that's beauty. So I believe it's my duty to express myself at the same time stress that just because it's blind and blue, it's not best. Take heed, people, before we all slip. Stop and trip the concept. We gotta get a grip. We gotta get a grip. We gotta your life comatose, with no hope, dreams are broke. But with every roast of the pipe, another brother smoke. And I'm angered to see us on a pace of destruction. We're killing off our own race. Can you comprehend this? We gotta end this, take your place in the world. We begin this civilization, rise before we all slip. Fight the power. We gotta get a grip. 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 We gotta get a grip.
Hip that we want to present to you. You've been listening to our music. I'd like to say that we mentioned a moment ago that we're interested in black music, what it means, music that is black oriented and so forth. We have a tendency to believe that it's all the same thing, but it's not really all the same thing. It's kind of out of the same thing. Now, we have a tune. We have a tune. We have a tune.
This is a word to the conscious. So let's speak upon this problem that's been plaguing our earth for the longest. People need to stop sleeping and face truth. We need to find a new way for today's youth. Teach them that a gun is not for fun, and teach them that a drug can make you buck. Cause they don't want to learn in school, and out in the street they seek to be the one who's cool. And it's cruel the way young lives get wasted. But let's face it, the solution is basic. Knowledge of self and awareness of culture instills pride in young sisters and brothers. We'll make them see that material things have no value, and that they need to learn how to evaluate the system they live in, so they can prosper and so they won't give in to the evils that attempt to imprison their mind. And then they'll grow to find true freedom, cause some of us must leave them. You see, the world can be better if we want this. And yo, this is a word to the conscious. Now, as a collective we can solve things. And as the world's resolving, we must all bring ourselves together on a wavelength. If we can combine our minds, then we have the strength to eliminate the causes of oppression. This is more than just an idle suggestion, because the fate of the state of mankind is at stake. Don't fake like you're blind. Each and every day another dream's erased. That's why an outstretched hand must be placed in the direction of someone who's in need. Plant the seed of peace to the least greed. Kids need a future to live for, and this is one strong reason we should give more attention to the signs revealed when put into action. Faith can heal. This appeal comes from a crew that's strongest, and yo, this is a word to the conscious.
White man bitch. I see them coming after my soul, wanting to take control. Wanna give me life, wanna give me bling, wanna give me all the material things. I hear them talking about what the world has to offer. Girl, what you doing, don't you see? What they have done to Bedward and Marcus, Jesus and all of the prophets. But I'm not afraid. Cause I'm protected by the Most High One. They don't mind when you fall behind and can't pay your bills on time. Prostituting and standing in a them government line. No, and they don't mind when you waste your time coming up with some stupid lines, influencing the youth and for snort a line and take a life. And they don't mind when you lock up in jail, can't get no bail, sentence for life. I can't see your youth and strife. No, they don't mind. But I'm not afraid. No, no, I'm not afraid. No, I'm not afraid. No, if them all come, let them come, cause I'm protected by the Most High One. See them coming after my soul, wanting to take control.
Jason, I'm gonna be right back here.
Hey, why don't you stop to the store and give me some lotion?
What you say?
Give me some Lubidon.
Lubidon?
Yeah, Lubidon.
Tell you something.
Now, I was ironing Paul work clothes. What's up?
You know, T never chased him. I get eight on my back like Aikman until a nigga hit the pavement. You want to love Paul face? Top down wind blowing mama lace.
You're crazy.
Till I met a trade named Jake.
Wait, how you look?
Said he had black, half Asian.
Wait, where you work at, bitch?
Girl, let me tell you about the situation.
Right,
you know I had bad luck dating. When we met, he asked if I was taking. If so, say he don't mind chasing. Cause he really enjoyed my conversation.
Right.
Months passed, we good like Megan and Saha. Only thing he loved more is his Wi-Fi.
My ex did he work? Is he broke with a job?
He said sell.
Ooh, do he do nails?
We spending time at each other's crib.
At least you ain't by a nigga's mother's
crib. It was only that one time.
Damn, see, back at it again with another
fit. Wait, you talking about Miss Yolanda's son?
You know you like fucking with that struggle dick.
You need to worry about who you fucking with.
Wait, what you say?
Nothing, shit. Just get your Tyson back, but with a light complexion. Like he had a model type profession. Quite possessive. I like discretion. And you could tell that he like affection. But he only get a slight erection.
Wait, don't send me the pipe defect.
Had sex only twice for like a second.
And you still say that's like a record.
I know I was shallow in the past.
Very.
But I really had a feeling it could last.
Okay.
Cause it ain't about the sex or the checks. It's about the respect. And he made me laugh.
All right.
He came over tonight to relax. And he was kinda tired and started rubbing his back. His phone kept ringing. I say, babe, who is that? He said, it's just John calling my work line. But he got off at 9 and he had 12. Every 5 minutes you could hear that cell on his laptop.
I just bought Paul one.
For real?
He never let me go near that jail.
Wait, I fixed him a plate, made sure he ate. Turned on the shower, told him to stay. All in my chateau, nigga, I ain't that slow.
Here you go acting like you can't see great.
Shut up.
Did you go through his phone, girl?
Soon as I got it alone, girl, I looked at the call, then the time, saw several numbers, all save the shine. I looked at the pictures,
what did you find?
Bathroom pics, bitch, including mine.
OMG, bitch, I know you lying.
For real?
I told you, you need a good man like mine.
Wait, friend, that's why I called. On his laptop, girl, I seen it all.
What?
Pictures of chicks with dicks and balls, and
what?
On one of the sites, I saw a flick with Paul.
Wait, what Paul? What you trying to say?
That I saw Paul and Jason in pictures with niggas soliciting penis for pay.
Now, see, don't play with me.
No, bitch, I saw
don't
it on Craigslist, bitch. I'm wondering why he always on Craigslist. This motherfucker out here looking for dick.
It can't be Paul. I love Paul.
Oh, friend, don't cry.
I mean, but Paul did kind of look like Young Thug, so I kind of seen that coming. But don't cry, friend. Oh, you sound ugly when you cry.
We're supposed to get married. We're supposed to get married.
Bitch, put your shoes on. Put your shoes on. Put that little wig that you got from AliExpress in a ponytail, bitch. I'm in the car. I'm coming right now. I'm coming. I love him in the shower. Where Paul?
Basketball.
Oh, he gonna play with some balls, all right. But okay, we gonna go find him, and we coming okay back here. And you stop all that crying, friend, because you sound ugly. And when I pull up on you, I don't want you looking like Alfred Woodard on Holiday Heart. You ready? Put your shoes. I'm about to be around the corner.
Yo, Dada. Dada. Dada.
Yo, hold on.
Me, man, bread bar. You see what I'm putting out the paper?
I'm
talking about if I apologize to Batty Boy. Apologize for what? Then I apologize to Jah. Gunshot them forget.
Now this is an anthem. Blaze up the fire, push up your hands, them. Big up the lioness with the lion, them. Uh-huh. Fire burn! I'm going to say holy money like King Selassie, I jump. Rastafari. It is good to give thanks unto the Most High King Selassie and sing praise unto his name, Most High Jah. Rastafari to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and the painfulness of a night upon an instrument of 10 strings. Alright, take it to them, King. Beautiful people, collect to love you. But here's the judgment. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this King Selassie, I'm a gunshot, your boy. See me do one of the girls, I'm cast of them, I'll be dying. And the lake of fire, me dash, your boy. Bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black people, I'm a gun, we shot your boy. See me do one of the girls, I'm cast of them, I'll be dying. And the lake of fire, me dash, your boy. Aha! Girls, them sexy, and them pussy fat. Yeah, all the girls, the boys, them looking at some boy. Bow down. Bow down, doing what? Nothing in the world could ever have me doing that. I don't care if they ban me. Damn myself a bun, but man, you can't wrong me. Yo, me no ban over England, no real Africa, I'm this. Real, real, real Rasta man, this. Boom, Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. You're this black people, then me gun with such a boy. See me the one of the girls, I'm class of them, me bump the joy. Now the lake of fire, me dash a boy. We no apologize to nobody, boy. This King Selassie, then me go to Santa boy. Now the lake of fire, me dash you. Ahoy! Give me the girls, because I them have a pity. Go on like them smart and go on like them crafty. Yo, shoot them in them heart, them too fucking nasty. The girl, them have the pussy and the stiff city and the cute face and the boy, them walk past it. Damn, it's the lyrical face. This alone make them friends. In the biblical days, we used to stone them to death. Whoa! This extra girl's done my sex. And when me say, bun body man, no vex. Damn, bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, then me gun with such a boy. See me the one of the girl, them class of them, my puppy die. In the lake of fire, me dash a boy. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, then me gun will kill you. Boy, give me the girls, the class of them, my puppy die. Wow! Where them come from? No must them parents, so how the fuck them run the wrong way? And I ride and rear it, all right. Big piece of glad disappear them. Come at them, so we don't fear them. Damn! We don't walk in a Batman yard. We don't give a fuck if them born with from Scotland Yard. Yo! King Selassie born Babylon because they're my fraud. Me and the king and all of them. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, then me gun will set your boy. See me the cat and ass because of them above the drawing. And the lake of fire, me dash you. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, then me gun will set your boy. In the lake of fire, well, that's some of that's your boy. Give me the girls because of them above the drawing. Me say, push up the light of them, blaze up the torch. When me done burn them motherfuckers, let them roast them all leave a patch. Fuckers, well I was soon a march. And this to the rats, why would I start? Well, bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, me gunshot your boy. Give me the one of the girls because of them my puppy die. Now the lake of fire, me dash your boy. Yo! Yeah, go and read the Bible and read Leviticus. You're living a clean land and you can live with us. What the son they do? Trying to ban me from the UK, motherfuckers, I'm from Ethiopia, Africa. Yo, straight to Zimbabwe, yeah. Praise the Lord every night and every day. And sex the girl and get her youth don't go and say cause bad man, don't apologize to no batty boy. Fire burn them.
Loose, this the hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil. Ain't no truth. raising another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produce.
This the hate you
I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no
truth.
Raising another level, shame the devil,
don't be
say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing
Come
you.
On.
Take a step in my lane, I'm projecting the pain. Visions and pictures in my veins of us tortured and slain. So many sons and daughters slaughtered, some known and a name. Bringing my eye to the situation is why I came. To shake every pet nation, gone exterminate. Marcus Garvey, Mugabe, pilot, kick, run them all away. KP, archetype, methodology, how to God play. Try life and I don't play. Kill these crackers in broad day. Enter the scene, got them clean and watch me swerve out it. Big juju in my pocket. I ain't worried about it. That go for grown-ups to babies. Salute my Baba Khaled, Muhammad, we solid. I call for violence and fair valid. Yeah, murder these devils, it's divine order. We opposites, I reject the mixing like all the water. Africa for Africans, representing them world strong. I say shut them borders down and let us get a purge on. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produce. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produce. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you.
This ain't no kumbaya vibe, my yacht is a war cry. That's my war cry, double H fam, and it's wartime. Devils want it all, what's peaceful coexistence? Answer separation, he's violently resistant. Coupe tech, bullet car, hit the deck when bullets fly. The devil won't change and needs to be euthanized. The stupidness, foolish minds, you will get, use your blind. Suicide, trust in this cracker is suicide. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you know the play. That peace talk is juvenile and really don't hold no weight. Fighting hate with love sounds great in theory, but never, ever, ever work in history. Name one place that this cracker went. Name one place that this cracker left alone. I bet that they was war prone. Keep a piece in your wardrobe and know the world's a war zone.
I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produce. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produce. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you.
Why should the black man in America concern himself, since we've been away from the African continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years? Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And when, and naturally, it was so negative until it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't have a negative attitude toward yourself, a positive attitude toward yourself, and a negative attitude toward Africa at the same time. To the same degree that your attitude, that your understanding of an attitude toward Africa becomes positive, you'll find that your understanding of and your attitude toward yourself will also become positive. And this is what the white man knows. So they very skillfully made you and me hate our African identity, our African characteristics, and you know yourself, that we have been a people who hated our African characteristics. We hated our hair. We hated the shape of our nose. We wanted one of those long, dog-like noses, you know. Yeah. We hated the color of our skin. Hated the blood of Africa that was in our veins. And in hating our features and our skin and our blood, why, we had to end up hating ourselves. And we hated ourselves. Our color became, to us, a chain. We felt that it was holding us back. Our color came to us, became to us like a prison, which we felt was keeping us confined, not letting us go this way or that way. And we felt that all of these restrictions were based solely upon our color, and the psychological reaction to that would have to be that as long as we felt imprisoned or chained or trapped by black skin, black features, and black blood, that skin and those features and that blood that was holding us back automatically had to become hateful to us. And it became hateful to us. It made us feel inferior. It made us feel inadequate. It made us feel helpless. And when we fell victim to this feeling of inadequacy or inferiority or helplessness, we turned to somebody else to show us the way. We didn't have confidence in another black man to show us the way, or black people to show us the way. In those days, we didn't. We didn't think a black man could do anything but play some horn, you know, some sound, and make you happy with some songs, and in that way. But when inferior things, where our food, clothing, and shelter was concerned, and our education was concerned, we turned to the man. We never thought in terms of bringing these things into existence for ourselves. We never thought in terms of doing things for ourselves, because we felt helpless. And what made us feel helpless was our hatred for ourselves. One of the things that made the black Muslim movement grow was its emphasis upon things African. This was the secret to the growth of the black Muslim movement. African blood, African origin, African culture, African ties. And you'd be surprised. We discovered that deep within the subconscious of the black man in this country, he's still more African than he is American. He thinks that he's more American than African because the man is jiving him and the man is brainwashing him every day, telling him, you're an American, you're an American. Man, how could you think you're an American and you have never had any kind of American treat over here? You have never, never. 10 men can be sitting at a table eating, you know, dining. And I can come and sit down where they're dining. They're dining. I got a plate in front of me, but nothing is on it. Because all of us are sitting at the same table, are all of us diners? I'm not a diner until you let me dine. Then I become a diner. Just being at the table with others who are dining doesn't make me a diner. And this is what you got to get in your head here in this country. Just because you're in this country doesn't make you an American. And no, you got to go farther than that before you can become an American. You've got to enjoy the fruits of Americanism. And you haven't enjoyed those fruits. You've enjoyed the thorns. You've enjoyed the thistle, but you have not enjoyed the fruits. No, sir. So I point these things out, brothers and sisters, so that you and I will know the importance in 1965 of being in complete unity with each other, harmony with each other, and not letting the man maneuver us into fighting one another. I say that again that I'm not a racist. I don't believe in any form of segregation or anything like that. I'm for the brotherhood of everybody, but I don't believe in enforcing brotherhood upon people who don't want it. As long as we practice brotherhood among ourselves, and then others who want to practice brotherhood with us, we practice it with them also, if we're for that. But I don't think that we should run around trying to love somebody who doesn't love us. Thank you.